Hi, my name is Heather Sharp Spinks, and I'm a licensed therapist dealing with mental health and addictions in Pocahontas County. Today, I'm going to talk about tips for overcoming depression. Everyone can have periods of depression that can drain your energy, hope, and drive, and make it difficult to take steps that will help you feel better. Overcoming depression isn't quick or easy, but it is far from impossible. You can't just will yourself to snap out of it, but you do have more control than you realize. If your depression is severe or stubbornly persistent, the key is to start small and build from there. Feeling better takes time, but you can get there by making positive choices for yourself each day. Taking the first step is always the hardest, but going for a walk or getting up and dancing to your favorite music, for example, is something that you can do right now, and it can substantially boost your mood and energy for several hours, long enough to put a second recovery tip into action, such as pairing mood-boosting meals or arranging a meal for an old friend. By taking small but positive steps day by day, you'll soon lift the heavy fog of depression and find yourself feeling better, happier, and more hopeful again. Changing your thinking by learning to accept reality. Reality is what we take to be true. What we take to be true is what we believe. What we believe is based upon perceptions, and what we perceive depends on what we look for. What we look for depends upon what we think. What we think depends on what we perceive. What we take to be the truth. The trouble is that we all too often cling to things that we hold to be true, that simply are not. If you examine what was stated before, you will find it critical in the reasoning, that it is actually how your mind thinks through a lot of the issues a lot of the time. Our thoughts circle and circle until we come to what we believe is true. The trouble with this natural process is that often it produces a false truth. Here are some exercises that will help. When we find the real truth, we can take action that will produce fruitful results. First of all, don't put yourself down. Avoid listening to the negative messages which hold you back. They seem to spring out of nowhere, but in reality, they come into our minds from listening to our self-defeating voices. If the voices are from outside, avoid those people or ignore them. If the voices are coming from inside, you and you alone have control over your own thoughts. Instead of having the attitude, well, I can never make it, have a positive attitude. I'll try to succeed. If I do, that's wonderful. If I don't, I gain something from trying. You may not win the gold, but you may have won the silver or bronze. That's saying something. Ask for help. Often, someone with a different perspective can show us things that we couldn't see otherwise. For example, as iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens his friends. Proverbs 27:17. Ask the opinion of others is very useful. You don't have to take their advice, especially if it's negative, but hearing the thoughts of others will clarify your own thoughts at times. Some other helpful tips are doing things that make you feel good. This includes following a healthy lifestyle, learning how to better manage stress, setting limits on what you're able to do, and schedule fun activities in your day. Eat healthy, don't skip meals. Minimize sugar and refined carbs. Eat foods that's rich in omega-3 fatty acids. Aim for 8 hours of sleep. Depression typically involves sleep problems. Whether you're sleeping too little or too much, your mood suffers. Get on a schedule. Also, keep stress in check by finding ways to relieve the pressure and regain control. Practice relaxation techniques such as yoga, deep breathing, progression muscle relaxation, or meditation. And lastly, get moving. When you're depressed, just getting out of bed can seem like a daunting task, let alone working out. The exercise is a wonderful depression fighter. Exercise is one of the most important tools in your recovery arsenal. Research shows that regular exercise can be as effective as medication for relieving depression symptoms. It also helps prevent the relapse once you're well. To get the most benefit, aim for at least 30 minutes of exercise per day. This doesn't have to be all at once, and it's okay to start small. A 10-minute walk can improve your mood for 2 hours. Oh, and don't forget to get some sun. Sunlight can boost your serotonin levels and improve your mood. Double up on both benefits of sunlight by exercising outside when you can. Thanks, and have a healthy day.